Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carvin with your news briefing. Three people have been injured in a serious crash in Sorrento this morning. Police say a woman driving a Toyota Kluger collided with two men on a motorbike on Hepburn Ave near West Coast Highway. The Kluger then rolling before bursting into flames. It happened around 6 a.m. The two men on the off-road motorbike are believed to be in a serious condition at Royal Perth Hospital. Mark McGowan is taking up arms against Victoria this morning, calling on parts of the Defence Force to be shifted away from Melbourne to WA. It comes as the federal government launches a review into the ADF to be handed down next year. The Premier says it makes sense to have an increased presence in our northwest.
There's huge amounts of army infrastructure and army units based in Victoria. I would have thought that a more sensible deployment of those resources would be to Western Australia. It's not as though we're going to be attacked by New Zealand.
Senior executives and managers at Qantas have been called on to help with staff shortages on the tarmac. The Australian Today reports the airline has sent a note to staff asking they work as ground handlers for up to 5 days for 3 months. Parts of WA gearing up for a dusting of snow tomorrow morning, with falls expected on the Stirling Ranges in the state's south. Jess Lingard from the Bureau says Perth may get hail tomorrow, with snow falling further south.
Today's cold front does have a particularly cold air mass behind it, and that means that tomorrow morning, sort of any time between 4 or 5 a.m. all the way through till sort of the late morning, we do have a good chance of seeing snow falling onto the Stirling Ranges around Brough Knoll.
Josh Kennedy has farewelled football in the best possible way, booting an incredible 8 goals at Optus Stadium. The Eagles going down to Adelaide by 16 points. Kennedy says it was a great way to finish up.
I was able to finish, I suppose, on my terms, thanks to Simo and the club, and I'm able to have a game like that where, even though we didn't get the win, it was great to be out there, and it was a good contest. It was just a good game.
And another golden day for Australia on the final day in Birmingham at the Commonwealth Games, our women's cricketers beating India by 9 wickets to win gold in the T20.